This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us and bring up anything that's on your mind. That is kind of the point here of Free Talk Live. Of course, we always bring stuff in to talk to you about that you might find interesting. And, of course, there's more big news about Donald Trump. The border wall was the subject today of some of his actions. So last night I had, you know, some nice things to say about Trump, but I don't have anything nice to say
His border wall is part of this whole Make America First thing.
Presumably.
Just like how he'd signed an executive order to allow a Canadian oil company to build a pipeline through America, America First.
Go, what do you know? A politician who's a hypocrite. So we got some information about that. And also coming up, Daryl, you had a story the other night we talked about, but we never really got to, about China and a war on golf.
Yes.
Plus, since we're talking Trump, Now is more, I think, important than ever to start talking about secession. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be more open-minded to the idea of secession. And apparently there's been a recent poll.
There has been. And I actually had just closed this.
Well, hold on. You can bring it back up here in a moment. It's definitely something we should talk about tonight. So last night, you weren't on the show. Tuesdays are your nights off.
Right.
And I said at the beginning of the show and a little bit later on that, you know, For whatever reason, I find Trump more interesting than any other president that has happened in my lifetime. And
interesting as in, you know, it's like a slow motion train wreck that you just can't look away from.
There's some stuff that, you know.
Or like, you know, the weird freak show exhibit at the circus where, you know, there's the bearded lady and the guy with an arm coming out of his head.
He is a bit of a freak. There's no doubt about that. But no, I meant as in, like, I'm actually paying attention. Like, normally when a president gets elected, the election season is stuff that we'll talk about here. And then every now and then there's something news worthy worth talking about.
Yeah,
but
generally the first 100 days there's going to be a lot of, you know, interesting things.
I don't remember anything interesting from Barack Obama and George Bush, like, right out the gate. I mean, this guy is actually, you know, whether you like him or not, he's actually doing stuff and still talking in the way that he did when he was campaigning, instead of just, like, totally reneging on all of his campaign promises right out the gate. And I don't know, it's just very different to me, the whole experience. And so, you know, like with a Barack Obama, like with George W. Bush, when they get something right, I'm going to say that they got something right. And if indeed he does shut down the National Endowment for the Arts and the, you know, and NPR's funding and PBS, then that'll be, you know, a feather in his cap. But he's also got some terrible ideas like this border wall, and we'll
right
get into
and
that.
No, I'm glad you mentioned the NPR and PBS thing,
yeah,
because it should be pointed out that they only get a small fraction of their funding.
Right, I heard it was 10%.
I've heard 10, I've heard upwards of 20.
Okay,
but
ain't
in
much.
Either case, it's not much, and
right,
it's far from a majority or even a plurality.
Now, one of our callers pointed out last night that this has been something that Republicans have talked about for decades, you know, since going back to Reagan. So this really isn't anything new. And at this
right
point, it is just talk.
And
so
I remember it was, you know, a pretty hot topic when was it Romney was running back in 2012? Oh
really?
Mitt Romney's going to kill Big Bird. No, he's not. He just wants to, you know, stop forcing people to fund this entity. So he's not going to kill Big Bird. If anything, he'll encourage more people to donate to PBS and NPR.
That's what I said last night. If they actually do go through with this, again, it's just talk right now, but if they actually do manage to cut the funding completely from these NPR/PBS...
I know they're picking up one donor if they get rid of federal funding.
The donators will probably pick up the ball and likely donate far more than they lost from the federal government. So that was some of the, you know, good headlines about Trump was last night. We covered those when Vincent was here. This one is bad news. This is about the border wall that, of course, he promised during his campaign. And his whole rhetoric is surrounding, like you said, this America first, this protectionist idea of, you know, we should have tariffs to keep other countries' products out of the United States and, you know, force people to hire American. I don't know if he's actually said that, but, you know, he sort of intimates that these are the kind of policies that he would support.
Right, and there are a lot of unanswered questions about this border wall, such as exactly where is it going to go?
Because, well, presumably the southern border.
Yes, I know that, but for part of that border, the actual border is the middle of the Rio Grande. I know he's not going to build a wall in the middle of a river.
And what about the sovereign nation Indian lands down there that cross over the borders as well for several miles?
Right, so is he going to, you know, build the wall inside U.S. territory? How far inside?
Yeah.
How many people's land is he going to wind up taking to build this? Not to mention all of the Indian land that is on the border, where there was at least one tribe that said, you're not building on our land.
Could be a very
interesting... So there's going to be at least a 75-mile gap unless he builds the wall around that Indian reservation, which I don't know if he will or not.
So it could be a very interesting situation. We're going to continue to monitor it because it's, in my opinion, one of the most important issues out there at this time. According to ABC News, in his first one-on-one television interview since being sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, again, he's still in his first week here. He's not even done with 1 week at this point.
Correct.
President Donald Trump told ABC News anchor David Muir that Mexico would be paying for the proposed border wall and that negotiations between the two nations would begin, quote, relatively soon, unquote. He said further, quote, ultimately it will come out of what's happening with Mexico, and we will be in a form reimbursed by Mexico, which I've always said, unquote. During the interview, which took place at the White House this morning, Trump said Mexico would pay the U.S. back 100%, he claimed. He confirmed that U.S. taxpayer dollars would be used to start the construction, but said that reimbursement would follow. Quote,
sure. Sure.
All it is, he says, is we'll be reimbursed at a later date from whatever transaction we make from Mexico. I'm just telling you, I don't even know what that means, from whatever transaction we make from Mexico.
No. Basically, that's a poorly stated sentence. What he's trying to say is whatever money we spend, Mexico is going to reimburse us for this.
He says, I'm just telling you there'll be a payment. It'll be in a form, perhaps a complicated form. What I'm doing is good for the United States, he says. It's also going to be good for Mexico. We want to have a very stable, very solid Mexico. Now, I would like to know exactly how it is that having a wall between two countries is a good thing. And how many countries does this actually exist? I mean, the Berlin Wall fell 3 decades ago at this point, or thereabouts. What other countries actually have
wall? The Berlin Wall was not on both sides of a country.
Right, it divided East Germany from West Germany.
Right, and the reason I point that out is, I believe it's the Mexican border with Guatemala, there is a wall. And
really?
Yes.
Interesting.
There's walls and other partitions around Palestinian territory.
Okay.
And I believe there's also a wall on the Egyptian-Israeli border.
Okay, interesting. See, I'm glad you know those facts because I am, you know, completely unawares. I mean, I can think of a couple of walls, but it's usually just the historical ones like the Berlin Wall and the Great Wall of China.
Hadrian's Wall.
I don't know what that one is.
Hadrian's Wall marked the northern tier of the Roman Empire when they went into Britannia, which is what we now call Great Britain.
That's an old wall, then.
Really, really old.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So why is this a good thing? And you know, how can he claim that it's good for anybody besides people in search of political power?
It'll keep out White Walkers?
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Trump interview with ABC News on The Wall coming up, and you can share your thoughts.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, with you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the border wall. It is in the news because, well, Trump is apparently moving forward to some extent with this plan, and I, of course, think it's a terrible idea. Is very anti-freedom, and yet he's claiming it's going to be good for both countries.
And since, you know, you did ask the question of how many places have border walls,
yeah.
And I mentioned what, where I've seen numerous people say, and, you know, they post photos claiming that there's a border wall on the Mexican-Guatemalan border. Those photos are actually of the border wall between Israel and Palestine.
Oh.
There is no border wall on the Guatemalan-Mexican border, although near some of the official checkpoints, there will be small sections of fence.
Wow, okay. I'm glad you took the time to check out your own claim on that one, Daryl, because
yes.
I was not checking.
And I also wanted to see how many other border walls there were.
Yeah.
And the most famous, we totally forgot, the DMZ between North and South Korea, where there's the barbed wire and the fencing.
Oh. But is there a wall along the entire stretch between? I don't think there is. Maybe it's the DMZ. I mean, I don't know. But
there's definitely a barrier of some sort.
Along the entire stretch?
Yes.
Really?
Along
okay.
the entire stretch.
All right. So basically, this wall will make the United States a lot like the isolated country of North Korea.
There's also, and I don't know if this stretches the entire way along the Kuwaiti-Iraqi border, there's border walls along part of the Saudi-Yemeni border, Saudi Arabia and Iraq, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan.
Full-on border walls.
Again, I don't know, you know, how long their border is.
So
these are all listed of, you know, here's the list of border
yeah.
barriers that exist.
It's interesting. More than I thought there would be. But still, as things go, a relatively uncommon occurrence.
Yes.
In the world between countries.
Yes.
And
total of about 31 border walls, I believe, according to the list here on Wikipedia.
And we don't know, you know, what portion of the landmass, you know, how long of the border
Correct.
those walls stretch for. But I think it would be safe to say that if this border wall that is being proposed is actually constructed and it runs across, you know, the majority of the U.S. southern border, that that will likely be the longest border wall of all of them in the entire world.
Do you know offhand how long that border is?
I don't offhand.
Because right now, again, I'm looking at the list here. There is a border wall that's being constructed on the Indian-Bangladeshi border that, when completed, will be 3,200 miles long.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty long.
The Pakistan-Afghanistan border, there's a proposed wall that would be 2,400 miles long.
All right, so I take it back. I don't know if then it would. I don't know if it would be the longest one. All right, so regardless, interesting statistics,
yes.
interesting details. Thank you for sharing those. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about what Trump had to say about his little border wall plan, which he claims is somehow going to be good for both countries. Let's talk to Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Hey. How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you guys aren't thinking this through. You got to think outside the box, okay? I just want to share something with you. He's going to cut the endowment for the, you know, arts and stuff like that, and he's building a wall. Think of all the graffiti artists now that are going to have a clean canvas to work on.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, I don't know if they'll be allowing graffiti on the wall, although there are some places where you can legally tag graffiti onto walls.
Well, I don't know if they necessarily allowed graffiti on the Berlin Wall, but that thing
yeah.
was covered with it.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and some of that stuff is worth some serious money. You know, maybe we'll have some 100 years from now in a museum, the Mexican Wall artwork.
Yeah, some old chunks from that wall after they finally tear it down.
I'll tell you one thing, though. There's a big hype on it out here. It's really it's stirred it up a little bit. You know,
I bet it has. People are, feel very strongly about this issue, one way or the other. I suspect. I bet there probably aren't that many people who are like, oh, whatever. I don't care.
No, it's really there. But the thing about it is, like, you know, I know a lot of, being in law enforcement, I know a lot of Border Patrol people that are really good police officers. And I say officers, and I hope you guys, if you're saying, pray for them, because they got a real tough job, because they have to deal with some real heart-wrench case things and stuff. But you think of all the people that illegally cross that don't make it, and all the illegal, you know, mules that they have doing this and everything. I mean, to prevent that, to save a life, sometimes I think, you know, it's worth it if somebody goes through the proper paperwork.
No. See, that's the thing. Now, I know that you're a police officer. You know, I don't want this to come off as rude, but when you prohibit something, when a law is passed that makes something illegal, as you should know, it doesn't make that thing go away. It doesn't make that thing disappear. That's why police spend so much time trying to interdict drugs, because, you know, they still exist, and people still want to use them, and so therefore the market will provide them. As long as there's a demand for people who want to come into the United States, and this may cut down the demand because people will just be like, why do we want to go to a police state? But as long as there is a demand for people to come in here, someone's going to fill that demand, and those are the coyotes that you're referring to there, the tragic situations which sometimes result in dehydrated,
right,
dead bodies in the back of a truck.
When things are prohibited, it becomes more risky to get them or do the thing.
That's right. And so
I agree. It's just a sad thing being in my field, and then you pull up on something like that, or you pull into or you go to pull somebody over, you know, just to tell them their taillights out. You aren't even going to give them a ticket, and you look in the back of a truck, and there's these people that are crammed in and just beyond even, you know, like cattle, and they don't even have room to move, and
sure, of course, it's a terrible situation that only exists because the border is there. It's right. But that problem, that situation only exists because of the prohibition on people. If people were allowed to travel from point A to point B without having to ask government permission,
or hide from government officials,
right, then they would just be able to openly travel and no one would have to take any significant risks to cross from one country to another. And we would all be freer, and the police state would not really be what it is today because of the border. And it's only going to get worse. Patrick, thanks for your call. I do appreciate your thoughts. And by the way, next time you pull somebody over for a taillight, don't look in the back of the truck. It's not really relevant to pulling someone over for a taillight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. More about this wall, the border wall, coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live. Skype username, by the way, LRN.FM.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the border wall, and still to come, we'll talk about China, which kind of relates to walls. And also, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. Speaking of Mexico, I'm going to be going there for the first time in my life, coming up here in actually 1 month, coming up February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico, will be the third annual Anarchapulco event. It's the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. They'll be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists, folks like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wells, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and more. You can go and get a full list of speakers and details on the event at anarchapulco.com. It's an unparalleled lineup of speakers that will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And Free Talk Live is going to be there broadcasting from the event. So we'll look forward to seeing you. In fact, Mark is going to be coming out to that. So, Daryl, you're going to be holding down the fort here in Keene as I head down there and to try to use my world passport at the Mexico City airport.
That's a horrible idea.
You think so?
Yes.
What do you think will happen?
Well, you might be cuddling with Jose or Pedro for a couple of nights in a Mexican jail.
I'll have my U.S. passport with me. You think that'll save me the last moment?
I don't know. What happened the last time you had two IDs, Ian?
Well, that was kind of a different situation here in New Hampshire.
Right.
Charged
and
me
Mexico
with...
uses a completely different set of rules and laws.
That's true. Well, you know what? I like the world passport, and I think it's important to try it out and see what happens. So hopefully I'll make it to Acapulco and be broadcasting from the event at anarcapulco.com. February 25th through the 28th, we will look forward to seeing you there. All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, and Skype username is lrn.fm. The story coming out of ABC News where Donald Trump has given his first interview to ABC News anchor David Muir, anyway, he's been talking about the Mexico border wall, which he claims that Mexico will pay for 100%. Now, it's going to be taxpayer
dollars. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be taxpayer dollars, he does admit, that will start the wall, but he claims that payments will be coming in very soon thereafter.
Yeah, sure. It's just like the scams of, we'll double your money, just send us X, and then within 24 hours.
Ponzi scheme.
No, I'm talking about the things where it's just straight ripoff.
Straight up scam. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, a Ponzi scheme is pretty much a scam too, but I guess some people in the beginning portion do get paid.
Right.
So he claims, quote, what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico. Now, he doesn't explain why that is.
Of course he doesn't.
You know, is it the...
He can't articulate it, and he knows that people like short little bumper sticker statements. And now, I just saw where somebody had posted on Facebook a reminder that it wasn't that long ago... You know, 30 years is not that long ago in, like, the scale of human history or even the, you know, timeline of the United States. Wasn't that long ago that Ronald Reagan was demanding tear down this wall.
Right.
And now the Republicans are all, let's build a wall.
Oh, yes, how times have changed. Yeah, what do you have to say about that, dear listener? You're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
When asked about, I had another thought that... If Donald Trump does build a border wall and does not simultaneously tear down the Statue of Liberty, he's an absolute hypocrite.
That's a great point, because the Statue of Liberty is emblazoned.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to
be
free.
Yeah, and there's more to the poem than that, but that is the poem that is, I believe, inscribed upon the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
By Emma Lazarus.
Yes.
And
the Grand Colossus, I believe, is the name of it.
I think you're right. Or New Colossus. I think it's New Colossus.
Yeah.
Great poem. In fact, if you want to pull up the poem, it is always a nice read. Kind of get a feel for what the vision was, what it was supposed to be like, what America was supposed to be to the rest of the world. It wasn't supposed to be a superpower dominating with a military all around the planet. It was supposed to be its own free place where people, if they could make it to that, you know, teeming shore, that they would be. They would have an opportunity that they've never had before, that they could truly, you know, be free and create their own life for themselves. That's what it was supposed to be, and it's not that anymore, and it hasn't been in my entire lifetime.
And I do have the poem pulled up.
It is New Colossus.
The New Colossus.
Yeah.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoning lightning, or rather is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles, from her beacon hand.
Mother of Exiles. Exiles referring to people who are not welcome where they're coming from.
Yes. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command
air-bridged
harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Wretched refuse. Can you give me some of the other those other words, the description of who she's inviting specifically?
You're just tired, you're poor,
yep.
You're huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Okay, so is there rich elites listed in there?
No.
No. Okay.
The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, the homeless, and tempest-tossed.
These are people who are effed up. I mean, she's literally requesting the
world's
worst.
They're up a creek without a paddle. Yep. Some of them don't even have a boat.
Right. Why would she do that? Why would the author write that welcome? Because a lot of people would listen to that and say, well, we don't want those people. We want people who are rich. We want people who have money to open a business. People who are going to hire other folks. We want people with talents to come to the United States. We want to be selective about who we let in.
Well, once you start being selective, then you might not be selected.
That's all right. They're already here, those people. So they don't have to worry about that.
Ah, right. So
club.
You're already
close
here.
Close the club.
So
we're already in.
So don't let anybody else join.
Right.
No, the thing is, and a lot of people that, you know, claim to want to, you know, like, infringe on allowing people here, they'll claim to be Christians and follow the Bible, but yet Old Testament law said, be welcoming to the aliens among you, for at one time you were an alien.
Maybe they confuse that with meaning like space aliens. Because you can't build a border.
They're definitely confused.
You can't build a space border.
Well, maybe you can't.
Not yet, at least. So, yeah, I mean, that's a crystal clear message. And I think you're right. I think it's really, I've never heard anybody suggest that before now, that if you're going to go ahead and build that border wall, then just go right ahead and, you know, maybe give the statue back to France, because it wasn't even provided by somebody from the United States in the first place, if I'm recalling correctly.
Correct. It was a gift from France.
Right. And it was accepted, and in a time when the country was welcoming towards other people, that wretched refuse that was welcome here. And those people who wanted to escape from whence they came, those folks are the people who brought the greatest prosperity that the world has ever seen, under the greatest freedom that the world has ever seen.
Right, and the first immigrants to this continent were people that were being oppressed elsewhere, and they wanted somewhere to where they could go and not be oppressed and not oppress others.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. More about the border wall coming up.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about the border wall, which is once again in the news because, well, Trump is promising that this thing's moving forward. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
All right, so we're going to continue. We'll also take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Plus, if you've been thinking about starting up your own website, or maybe you already have a website and you're tired of your current web host, you want to make a move? Well, we've got a great deal for you. 50% off the regular prices over at HostGator. They're one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating. That's not rated by them. That's rated by an independent group called Web Hosting Stuff. It's been around forever, and they rate hosting companies uptime. So you can check that claim for yourself. HostGator.com/FTL. You get 50. That's 50. 50% off their regular prices just because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And you also get a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So go and learn more and get signed up for 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Donald Trump interviewed by ABC News in his first one-on-one interview since being inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States. He claims that this border wall is going to be good for both countries. When asked about the start of construction, Trump said it would happen in, quote, months, unquote, which, of course, could mean anything. As soon as we can, he says, as soon as we can physically do it, I would say in months. Yeah, I would say in months. Clearly, planning is starting immediately, unquote. In the hours after the ABC News interview took place, Trump issued two executive orders, one of which is about the commission of the border wall. The order calls for the Secretary of Homeland Security to, quote, take all appropriate steps to immediately plan, design, and construct a physical wall along the southern border, unquote. The order calls for agency and department heads to identify and quantify all sources of direct and indirect federal aid or assistance to the government of Mexico. It also does not specifically state how or if those payment sources will be connected to the payment of the wall. Trump talked about these orders during a speech he gave at the Department of Homeland Security this afternoon, saying that, quote, beginning today, the United States of America gets back control of its borders, unquote. So it sounds like he's continuing to campaign. I mean, he keeps on putting out his campaign promises there. And, of course, you know, the answer of months could mean at the end of his, you know, tenure, right? Like, months could be dozens of months from now.
Right, because, you know, car loans are always denominated out
months.
In months. 60 months. That's a number of months.
That's right. And I hope it does take
that long. It's also a
number
of years when you divide by 12.
Yeah, and I hope it does take that long. I hope they never actually, you know, get to it. Or I hope they start, you know, if they start building it, that they have to abandon the plan because they can't get the funding for it or whatever. There's a lot of things that can happen between now and the bricks being laid.
Oh, if they want the funding for it, they can, you know, make sure that the funding appears
they
and just
print
go
it.
More in debt.
That's true.
They don't even need to print it. Just, you know, like put it on the POTUS credit card.
Trump said, or talking about his executive orders, Trump predicted they will, quote, save thousands of lives, millions of jobs, and billions of dollars, unquote. Well, as we have already talked about tonight, there are going to be thousands of people who will likely die because of this border wall.
Right.
Because there will be people who are trying to get smuggled into or out of the United States who may die from something like heat exhaustion, dehydration, because they're packed in the back of a truck, as the police officer who called in earlier had testified to, having seen things like this, this horrible personal tragedy of human beings just trying to come from one point and go to another, who have to use surreptitious methods. They have to, you know, be sneaky about it to avoid detection, and because of that, there are people who perish.
Yes.
Whether it's because they're with some sort of thoughtless coyote or, you know, what are the reasons why these things happen? It's just they didn't bring enough water with them to make the journey in the back of this hot truck. There are, I'm sure, a lot of reasons why those things occur.
And let's
but
just.
It's the smuggling that does it.
Let's pretend for a second that this wall is impermeable. Nobody can, you know, like, burrow through
it. Dig under it.
There's no way to dig under
fly
it.
Fly over it.
Well, of course, you'll have to be able to fly over it. Otherwise, you know, all tourism to and from Mexico ceases immediately. But I don't think there's going to be too many people, you know, like chartering Cessnas to fly over into the U.S. But I do see the possibility of people getting in boats to, you know, like maybe get in the water a couple miles south of the border and then come a couple miles north of the border.
I suspect the Coast Guard
maybe
will be.
Maybe in rickety rafts. You know, like I could see people trying some dangerous things try to get around this.
I suspect the Coast Guard will try to interdict with those people.
Of course they will. But it goes back to what you were saying earlier and what I was saying earlier about when things are prohibited, it just makes them more risky.
That's right.
It doesn't end the thing.
Right. Look at a prison. Look at a government prison. They got plenty of drugs in there. You can get any old drug you want in government prisons. You just got to pay a little bit more for
it. And
or a lot more.
Let's give a history lesson to people because, you know, people tend to forget history.
And then they repeat it.
In the 1920s, alcohol was prohibited
in the
United States. And I remember being taught that the reason the 21st Amendment was passed to undo alcohol prohibition is because prohibition was an abject failure.
That's right. They had to admit it. They had to admit that people were still drinking, that they hadn't succeeded.
Not only were people still drinking, but people were making gin in their bathtubs.
Dying because of it or going blind.
Right. It became a more dangerous substance.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and make it legal again and put Al Capone out of a job, and then people can drink a safe product. But yet, people fail to see that the same things that apply to alcohol prohibition apply to drug prohibition. They apply to the prohibition on immigration.
That's
they
right.
apply to any kind of prohibition you can think of.
Right. The rules of prohibition don't change just because it's the 21st century.
Right.
They don't change because you like the president now.
And for the last, you know, at least decade, if not close to two, I've heard people say, we can't legalize weed because it's so much stronger now than it was in the 60s.
It's ridiculous.
And maybe it is stronger now, but that's because of prohibition.
Yeah, well, you know, even
because
weed
the prohibition, they don't, you know, determine your sentence based on the THC content of the bud that
you
have.
It's the weight of the pod.
Yes, and, you know, the way people wind up, oh, let's make this a little bit stronger. That way you need less of it, so you're not carrying as much. So, yeah, there might be more THC in it, but that's only because of prohibition.
Prohibition doesn't work, and in a lot of cases, it creates the opposite of its intended goals.
And you've heard of brandy?
Yes.
Brandy came about as a way to avoid taxes.
Because of wine, right?
Because of wine. The tax was based on the volume, not the alcohol content. So somebody figured out that if we, you know, eliminate some of the water content in here and make sure people know when they get the product, hey, just add some water, then they'll have regular wine. And then people decided, you know what, I like this higher alcohol concentrated stuff. And so that's how brandy came about, as a way to avoid some taxes because it was based on volume.
All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Russ. He is on the line and listening in Illinois to WRMN. Hey, Russ.
Hey. Glad to be here. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show.
What's up,
Mike? You're talking about the wall and that, and I mean, really, does it matter? I mean, how many people? Let me ask you this. For instance, how many people came here and then had a baby at a hospital that couldn't pay? Maybe 10% of who are in, and if they say 20 million are in, does that mean 10% of 20 million had a hospital stay and had that covered by, you know, national services or federal, you know, money?
So it sounds like you're mad about welfare, which is understandable.
Well, I grew up on welfare, but mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, I'm from an outsider looking in. I'm a 60-year-old guy. How does a country absorb, like, say, a million girls that all of a sudden get pregnant and then have a prenatal care and a delivery that don't pay, whatever the government pays for that? With those kind of numbers, who's supposed to pay for that? And is it fair to the people that built and, you know, fought in wars and did things for the country? Is it fair to them? Because a lot of things
well,
are
wealth
done
redistribution is not fair to the people that get their wealth redistributed.
Right. Hang on, Russ. We can talk more about that here in moments about why welfare is definitely not fair. And it never will be, even if you have a border wall. 855-450-FREE. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products.
Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.